Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Ah, I love the outdoors. And this is the perfect spot for us to start our camping adventure, Lee.
Oh, yes, nature, Rob. You said this camping trip was an invitation I couldn't refuse. Well, I really couldn't, as you were so insistent.
Well, we can put the tent over there, next to that bush.
It would be a good place if it wasn't so close to an ant nest.
Oh, and we can light a fire near that rock.
The wind might put out the fire.
Oh, it's just a breeze.
But it's bringing in the clouds. It's going to rain.
Lee, nothing seems to please you, does it? Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, the thing is...
Yes, what's the problem, Lee?
It's just that the tent is a bit small and, well, you know what I mean.
Lee, I don't know what you mean. Now just come on, just tell me what's wrong. Don't beat around the bush.
Beat around the bush? I'm not even touching the bush.
I know. In English, when you tell someone not to beat around the bush, you're telling them to stop avoiding saying things directly.
明白了。在英语里，如果有人对你说不要 beat around the bush, 意思就是不要说话拐弯抹角。
Let's hear some examples.
My boss didn't beat around the bush this morning. He just told me straight, if you want a better salary, go and work somewhere else.
Dinner, cinema. Peter couldn't find the words to tell Kelly he wanted to break up. He spent the whole date beating around the bush. In the end, he broke up with her by text.
Okay, now you know. So, Lee, stop beating around the bush and tell me what the problem is.
The problem is, I hate camping.
Why didn't you say that before?
You were so enthusiastic. I couldn't say no to your invitation.
I'm sorry, Lee.
And I'm sorry for beating around the bush. I should have just told you. By the look of things, we're both going to be sorry if we don't run to the car and get the hell out of here.
Oh, there's a bear just behind the bush.
A bear? Let's run, Rob. Bye.
And it sounds like a really big bear. Let's go. Bye.
Bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。